Eita, 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 hola Zimbabwe muhle, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Youth Forum, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets talking about anything and everything youth wele Zimbabwe ontanga. Namhlanje, today is Tuesday, the 5th of February 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Zimbabwe omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami. Ndina ini wenyu Mike Hove Msayikwa. Lamhlanje is February the 5th, 2019. Ontanga lamhlanje kuhlelo egudwini. Tackling the military crackdown that's happening in Zimbabwe a couple of weeks ago. 14th of January to be exact, sibone different civil society organizations such as hashtag this flag alongside IZCTU bepuma ngabantu abasakhulayo vakayenda kunoratidzira migwagwa in the different streets in different towns ngale eZimbabwe betshengisela because they were saying isimo sezinto zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe uko. A lot of people were protesting saying ai the fuel price hikes ai izinto ai just the way impilo ikhona eZimbabwe ai wa zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. This event, of course, led to over 500 being arrested, according to, here I'm citing a news media site, which is led by Zenzelendevele called CITE, S-C-I-T-E. It's saying 600 people, over 500 were arrested, ngalekobulawayo, amongst them being youths ranging from the age 12 and older, 12 ontanga, for alleged crimes such as looting, burning of property, and more. However, on the flip side, this event, this miraculous protest that happened on 14 January, led to army coming out in the streets because now that was a safety precaution. Of course, like I said, there was army, there was looting, things were being burnt. The same army that is being accused of allegedly violating ama civil rights abantu. Some who are eventually arrested in Zimbabwe have accused military officials and police officers of picking them up, beating them up, picking them up from their private residences, beating them up, and then they take them over to jail. The very same event led to several different people who are leading all these different civil society organizations, such as Pastor Evan Mawarire, being arrested, and others fleeing the country. Examples such as Ipitswile Maphosa, who is the spokesperson of ZAPU, Pride Mugono, who is a part of the organization Yabasakulayo, generational consensus. So in the face of this a military crackdown, sikhangilukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo nasi mchirongwa, we're bringing all these different youths, those who are victims of the violence, we're all bringing youths of ZANU-PF, we're bringing youths who have fled the country, so that they come into the program and they tell the story. What's your take on the alleged civil rights violations by the military in Ngale, Zimbabwe? What's your take on the military crackdown? +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp, +1 202 465 0318. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle as usual. Singangangeni kuhlelo as usual, Zimbabwe Muhle. Let's take a look at what we have in our program today.
Tonight on The Connection, we're focusing on the military crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, which has forced some young people to leave the country to seek refuge in several nations. Some youths have been locked up for taking part in recent protests over the high cost of living. What's your take on the military crackdown? To join our discussion, text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. For those on Facebook, you can write your contact number in the comment section and we'll call you back. You're tuned into The Connection on Studio 7.
Ndiyo nyayati na yomu gango mchurongwa ilo lutaba isilalo la mklanje guhlelo la basakulayo lilami umaiko ove umsaikwa. Tributefe nyiro pa masaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930-6065. Uye zepa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. Abafisu ngena gu internet webule njimbo gu internet sikona gu www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikona njalo gu www.voandebele.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, as usual, sikona ima kasineta matatu tiripo pa VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, njalo gu VOA Ndebele. So feel free ugu palimila ezelwenu, nyora ima comments, write your comments so that we can read them. Balani, balani ontanga, linga kote njalo, most importantly, msakanganu kujinya mahats, nema likes, uyeje, pakanzi share, kuitraptuone takawanda. Ngena nguselo. So ontanga, make sure ukuti you share the program, kuitraptuone, so that our family and friends can join the program.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3, BigMyke3, ndiripo, sikona, sikona, asikokleni, gu Twitter njalo gu Instagram, Big Mike 3, sikona njalo, tukutefe njura zwakari, on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo sikona, VOA Ndebele, ontanga, gotwa, as usual. A lot of people keep asking me, Putty Mike, upu mfowako, where's that brother of yours, Mandevu, upu Evans, ontanga, lamhlanje, I have a gift for you, so joining me in studio as we unwrap what we're talking about, lamhlanje, the military crackdown in Zimbabwe, is of course, upu Dwami, upra Evans, zining, di brizo. What's up?
Magadigo msaigo.
Aywa, tripo. Funny guy. Aywa, uzayo kama tripo. Nasi ndezipi za chukurukura mchirongo.
Mwere Zimbabwe, makasimba ere. Thank you, Mike, for bringing me along.
Of course.
So, nasi tanzwa uchita urapana hapa kuti urukuda umbo utizore randangariro kumashure kuti mwere Zimbabwe imbo tarisisa jangaji chitika kumashure uku kubapa kaita crackdown yemauto mapurisa nevamwe vasingazivikanwi vanongofungidzirwa kunzi vasori vachipinda mumisha vachirova vanhu vamwe vakakuvadzwa vamwe vakapfurwa vamwe vakaremadzwa vamwe vakapwanyirwa misha zvizhinji zvakaparadzwa mumazuva akapfuura iwaya kuseri kwazvo kwakateverera zvakare kumwe kunetseka kwevanhu kwakakura vanhu vakananhasi vamwe vachiri kufona vachitaura kuno kuti zvinhu hazvisati zvagadzikana vachiri kumbunyikidzwa vachiri kurohwa vamwe vakasungwa nemhosva dzavasinganzwisisi nezvakawanda wanda ndiyo nyaya iri kuitika pano saka tinotenda Mike anga achitaura pano kuti atitsvagira vechidiki vekuzano PF vekuMDC nevamwe vakawanda wanda kuti tizonzwa kuti maonero avo nemiwo vatereri vanoona chirongwa nesu maonero enyu anengare yekuti kudei tinotenda kuti munge muri pano nesu nasi.
Ngilo lidaba silalo lamhlanje egudwini mthwakazi omuhle lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabatsha olwe The Connection sixoxa ngokukhahlanyezwa kwamalungelo abasakhulayo ngabezomvikela okwenza ukuthi abanye babukele babaleke elizweni ngisanda ukusho ngesikhiwo ukuthi kulabanye abasakhulayo who are on the run begijima they are sebephila hayi ukuthi sebephila kodwa okwamanje baphila emazweni achiyeneyo kulabo iphithule maphu Ramaphosa yona oyisikhulumeli sebandla leZaphu yena is also living in a different nation okwamanje sikhangela ukuthi silaye egudwini kuhlelo lamhlanje uzabe esikhulumela nje echasisa ukuthi kanti kuyini okwenza ukuthi abaleke aphile lapha ekhona kulabo Pride Mkhono yena ongumunye ongisakhulayo njalo owe inhlanganiso yena ekhangela ukulwela amalungelo abasakhulayo yona ethiwa yi-generational consensus ikhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi bathathe isikhundla bathi young people the future is not tomorrow the future is today so sifuna ukuzwa kini ezulu kandaba ukuthi ngombono wenu lokho okwenziwa ngababutho njalo abezomvikela kuyinto elungile na siyeza uhulumende bathi hi the crackdown was unfortunate kodwa it was the response was proportionate lina lithini ngamazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lawo ngamazwi njalo ka Minister of Information uMai Monica Mchangwa kodwa singakangeni sithatha indrambeli before we get deep into our program Evans we have our first guest on our in our program today his name is Flint Bedrock
Flint. Is this guy coming on Skype?
He's coming on Skype. Zulandaba, he's coming on Skype. So let's go to Flint Bedrock. Flint, thank you so much for joining our program, brother.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Wagwan, wagwan. How's it going out there in London?
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. How are you guys over there?
Evans, how are you feeling, bro?
I feel better than you, of course.
It's very difficult to feel better than me, brother. It's very difficult.
All right, that's amazing.
Let's get into it, brother. I follow you on social media, and so does a good 15K people or more. And recently, you've taken to social media to highlight everything that's happening in Zimbabwe. What exactly pushed you to want to do this?
I think it was the fact that my brother was beaten up by the soldiers. You know, I was following the reports, and I was talking about what was happening. But you know, there's been certain reports that have been shown to be not accurate. So you tend to be a little bit skeptical when you're commenting about things that are happening on the ground. But when it happens to you personally, you know, it's a fact. It's happening.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that your brother was one of the people that were beaten up or allegedly beaten up by soldiers. We've heard government release so many different statements. One of them was, you know what, there's a lot of people who have gone rogue within our governmental, system. Is it possible that your brother was beaten up by someone who may not be a military official?
No. No, come on. The sheer number of the people that are involved, unless we now have a parallel army in Zimbabwe or a militia, these were people that were wearing military uniforms. You know, it was a sizable number of them. And in Zimbabwe, you know that wearing a uniform is illegal. So who would brazenly wear army military uniforms and walk the streets beating people up? It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how is your brother doing right now?
He's in hospital recovering. He's had to have a minor surgery to realign his fractured bones. And he's got pins in his leg to stretch the skin. And he's wearing a medical corset. He's going to be in hospital for perhaps a month or two. And there is a concern of perhaps more serious implications, which we're hoping is not the case. But, yeah.
Flint, I Mike just been briefing me about you, and I'm made to believe you spend a lot of time on social media, and you have quite a huge following. Now, the government has openly said social media is one of the biggest reasons why there is chaos and commotion in the country, basing it on the shutdown they did, you know, when they closed down internet and closed down telephone systems for everybody. How do you feel about that? You being somebody who maintains a huge presence on social media, do you think you guys contributed to the mayhem that was going on in the country?
No, I think the reason why the government and previous governments were able to get away with doing certain things was because the information was not getting around. People didn't get to see what was happening and there was no public debate about it. Naturally, because of the internet being so open, people are able to see what's happening to their fellow citizens. And I think the reaction was completely generic. You know, when people see what's happening, they're going to react. You can't expect people to see their mothers and their children and their brothers being abused and just not do anything. I don't think anybody incited it. It was just as a result of the fact that people can now see what's happening for themselves.
And now looking at the impact of what you are doing and what other people on social media are doing for the awareness and you know, the campaigns and everything that's going on as victims and as people that feel pain out of what happened, how much impact are you guys putting into the world?
I think all we're trying to do in our own small ways is to keep the story alive. You know, these days the news cycle is very, very short. People tend to forget and move on. And what we're trying to do is to keep shining a light on that so that the government can get a bit of pressure from regional, from international players to re-examine their position.
I see. Last one from my end. If you had a chance to pass on a message to the Zimbabwe system today do you speak Shona or Ndebele?
Shona, I can hear Ndebele, but I can't speak it very well.
Manje sizokufundisa ke. Uzafuna lamhlanje nqa sesiqedile ngawo uzafundisa iNdebele.
Usafundutsirwe na Mike athinte izo zokuno.
No, Ndebele ndinonzwa. You can't hear me ndiripo, I can hear you, but it's just
message yako ku mhuri yeZimbabwe nechiShona maererano nezviri kuitika nezvauri kuita iwewe. Uri based ku London kudai ndekuti kudii?
I think message zvatinofanira kunzwisisa ndezvekuti chekutanga pane kufungirana kuripo pavanhu vechikuru nevadiki kuti maybe isusu hatinyatsonzwisisa magains akaitwa neliberation struggle and isusu tiri kuda kungomhanya nenyika tichipembereka tichiita zviri kuitwa nedzimwe nyika and not really valuing the independence that came through that struggle and their sacrifice. And I think that's the biggest issue. Ndosaka vasingati trust kuti vanofunga kuti tikapinzwa panyanga tichatanga kuita zvinhu zvemusoro wedu tichatengesa nyika chaita sei. Nyaya iripo ndingoti tese tode kurarama munyika inoshanda. Tode kurarama munyika inoshanda, tode kurarama tiwane mabasa, tikwanise kuona mari dzedu kubva kubabank nezvakadaro. So hapana munhu ari kuda kuconspire kuvhiringidza nyika. Tese tinoda nyika yedu. Saka ngatishandei pamwe chete.
Wamunzwa here, Mike?
Hai, ngimzwile ngempela, Flint. Bhuti wami, thank you so much. Ngomngena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much, Flint. Before you leave, can you tell abantu where they can find you on social media?
And what you do. Right.
All right. Of course. Okay. I am a musician. I'm a singer, rapper. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Flint Bedrock.
Mm-hmm. Liamuzwa Zulukandaba. Thank you so much, Flint. Nekupinda mchirongwa. Thank you, Bhuti wami.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Right, Zulukandaba. Liamuzwa lapha umusakhulayo. Igama lakhe nguFlint Bedrock. Yena ungumhlabeleli ngale kwele bhilitane. Uyaduma ngempela. Ngiyamlandela kuTwitter. He has over 15,000 followers. And of course, just like me, he's a verified profile ever.
How many followers do you have?
Me, I have 5,000 followers, but respect me. UFlint uthi ulobhuti wakhe usesibhedlela ngomunye wabasakhulayo owashawa ngamabutho, washawa ngemilitary. Bathi hayi bayathandaza ukuthi ubhuti wakhe uzaphila. Uphinde wathi ukhangela ukusebenzisa ubulembu bokuzilibazisa i-Twitter presence yakhe ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi kanti kuyinokwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngiyenza njalo ukuthi silo mlaleli thine Mteri Evans, we have a caller. Mlaleli ecingweni, unjani?
Yaphila.
Ngibani okhulumayo?
Umthimkhulu.
Mthimkhulu, unjani bhuti wami? Ngubhuti noma ngusisi?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ngusisi angithi?
Ngusisi.
Hawu sisi, Mthimkhulu, usungenile kuhlelo mama.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
So siyeza ukuthi eZimbabwe izinto azimanga kuhle, abantu abasakhulayo sebebaleka, abanye bathi hayi wothi ngiyophila ngale kwele South Africa, kwele Namibia, ngendawo njalo indawo ezijeneyo. Bathi amabutho hayi, they are all beating up abantu abasakhulayo, kakhulukazi laba who are all part of ama civic society groups eZimbabwe. Wena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya?
Mina ngithi sibili, amabutho eZimbabwe aso mabutho esizwe kumbe ngamabutho ezano, kodwa ukuba ngamabutho abo ezano impilo yomunye umuntu kwabayinanzelele. Futhi abalandaba lokufa komunye umuntu kumbe lokuhlupheka komunye umuntu.
Kungani usisho kanjalo sisi?
Ngisho ukuthi noma ungazukhulume kuphi ukuthi hayi lapha ndohlupho ngani sukhuluma icala.
Wothi ngibuze mama isisi yini umbono wakho mayelana ngamazwi kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho esithi hayi it's unfortunate lokho kwayenza kalayo sibone abantu beshawa abantu abanye beshona ngenxa yokutshengisela lokho kwenzakala mhla ka 14 kaJanuary kodwa uthi hayi ngombono wakhe the government reaction was very very necessary ngenxa yokuthi abantu were getting rowdy abanye beshaya abanye abontanga abanye were looting ngezinto ezishiyeneyo wena ubona ngani i-government reaction was necessary na
mina ngithi ukuthi lapha ngikukhangela ukuthi ihulumende yezano yona ivele incele phakathi kwezimpilo zabantu ngoba ukufa kwabantu emandebeleni lokhu kwangani kuyinto encane lanxa kwakukhulunywa nge-ground namhla i-ground sisemashona le lapho ubona babengakubonanga kuqala ncathi nasasikukhuluma ukuthi igodi abalilahlela abantu lapha la namhla ungabuya ngeke kutshengisa into asihambe emgodini akukhamisile la namhla ungalahlela umuntu ethuneni ungalivali khonokho thina kusizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba sahamba sakhuleka ethuneni sathi bantu vukani lanti izilwele ngoba katena kufelayo kuyini elizweni selikhululile namhla bayafa abantu elizweni elikhululekile ukuthi nje ungakhuluma ilungelo lakho kuphela usufike kunzima kakhulu ezweni lezimbabwe
kodwa uyamuza umongameli ukuthi bazaqala ama-investigations ukuthi babone ukuthi kanti ngubani kahle kahle ohambe endaweni ezijiyeneyo eshaya abantu ehlukumeza uzulu ubona ngani uhulumeni ukhuluma iqiniso na
lapho kakhuluma iqiniso ngoba thina kudala sakhuluma ukuthi kathi thina safelani abantu bafelani kwathiwa kwadlulayo kwadlula khona khona kubuhlungu kakhulu
hayi
xa usithi okwadlulayo kwadlula kubuhlungu
hayi sisiwami Mthimkhulu ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labatsha
ngibongile sibili kakhulu namncane izabe likhuluma ezinye iindaba lingangishiye eceleni
no problem sisiwami siza kudinga ngempela next week uzabe ukhona ngempela futhi
akulungile baba
danki danki sisiwami so Evans are you
ngibonge kakhulu
did you hear what Mthimkhulu said
I
thought I was teaching you Ndebele, my friend.
I love the music.
Lapa, we had Tatu Nemteru Mthimkhulu, and she was basically saying one of the things when I asked her, what do you think about, you know, the killings and everything that's happening? Mm-hmm. The one thing she could best describe it as is she's saying, you know, when Kukura Hundi happened in Matabeleland, government didn't treat it appropriately. She's saying, today Kukura Hundi is now in Mashonaland. Hanzi, it's followed you out there.
Wow.
I further asked her about, you know, how she feels about what the military is doing. Anzi Aiwa, this military ripo Aiwa, it's not a national military. Anzi I military ZANU PF chete. Anzi Aiwa zvaurikuita zvisikubatsira zvizvaro zveZimbabwe anzi zvirikubatsira ZANU. And then the last question I asked her, of course, was does she believe mazwa emutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa when he said, you know what, we're going to investigate, we're going to crack down on all these people that are causing all these rogue elements. And she said, Aiwa, this is just another story that government is spinning us.
Interesting. I think nyaye gukura hundi inotyisa iyo Mike tatiri vana vadiki pamwe tatisata zvaro handichazivi
ndanzata ndoda zvaro ndisakunyeberanga
inini ndakangozonzwawo nezvayo asi kana vachitaura kuti zvakaimboitika munguva yegukura hundi hanzi zvangochinja chete zvakuitika kumashonaland yes mashoko akakura iwayayo anotyisa kunzwa nekuti tinoziva tese kuti nyaya idzodzi hadzisati dzagadziriswa zvakanaka dzichiri kungotaurwa nekazevezeve nevamwe vachiri kungopopota nezvadzo tichanzwa kuti dzinogadziriswa here zvinofamba sei asi tinotenda kuti vateereri vari kutaurawo zviri pamwoyo pavo nezvavanofunga
right Evans we have our second guest of the show today we're packing and loading them buddy
okay
tine lawyer who is part of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights his name is Marufu Mandevere mkoma wangu Marufu murwriter
mwoje how are you
aiwa ndiribo mapinda kamuchirongo
thank you ndotenda zvakanyanya
speak to my brother over here chimbotaura ina Evans
mkoma Marufu zviri kufamba here
chose zvekunakidza
mushe tine ana mbuya vedu vari kwamuzarabani uko nevari kwamupini wasvotoka uko vanogona kunetseka nechirungu asi tichidawo kuti vahwisise zvinenge zvichiitika mumaguta umo maererano nenyaya dzemauto idzi zvanga zvichimbonyatsofamba seiko maonero enyu
ini jenda kami ni dah nemuan ni anda kaya. Mau tu apa juga? Kubam musuh katanya stay away karena kurang dijira. Kebanyakan baru muzimba zau. Mau tu apa juga? Nekutanga kuinda muzimbo zose. Vashipulisa vanhu mudzimba, vachirovarume vose, vachirova vanhu vose vanonga kudzimba. Zvimwe zvakawanda zvakaita zvisingatarisirwi kuti mauto ange achiita. Zvichitarisa newirirano yakaitwa mauto eZimbabwe nevanhu veZimbabwe musi wa 17 November 2017. Saka maitiro akaita mauto rwendo runo. Akasiyana maitiro akaita musi wa 17 November 2017.
Saka nhaye mukoma marofu, mauto aya atakaona muna 2017 November aya aimhanyirwa nevanhu vachifarirwa chose, vachiberekwa babhu chaiyo, vachikiswa, vachifarirwa zvikuru, ndiwo aya mauto mamwe chete here atakuona nhasi ari kunzi zvinhu zvishiri yabvuta rekeni zvachinja?
Hembe dzavanga vakapfeka dzakangofanana nehembe dzatinomhanya navo muna 2017, asi rwendo runo vakapfeka zvipfeko izvozvo zvakafanana. Vanga vava vanhu vasisiri vanhu vatakafarirana navo, vatakatsvodana navo, vatakakwira mumota dzavo navo, vatakatamba navo vachibvisa vamugabe. Vanga vava vanhu vanga vanga vazimbwa mupengo. Maitiro avo vanga vasikatanziri vanhu vekuti uto renyika, asi vanga vangofanana neuto ratakanzwa rekusomalia, ratakanzwa reboko haramu, uto rinenge rapanduka risiri uto revanhu.
Ha, saka chamungati ndo chakanga chachinja chii pari zvino? Handiti pakauya hurumende itsva.
Ndongoti hurumende itsva nekupururudza kwatakaita, tikuridza muridzo kwatakaita, tiifarira, tinakidzwa nayo. Yainge isiri iyo hurumende yandakazoona pari zvino yoti vanhu vatakawa vamunangakuvachinzi izire vanhu izira Mwari. Zvaka zvasiyana zvingabviri izire vanhu vanga rava sekunge iri pfumo yakananga navamunangagwa yangasiyana zviri izira Mwari semaonero andakaita nemafambiro akaita zvinhu vandakaona kanguva pfupi yapfuura, handisati inge ndakambozvionazve vava mugabe vakavemba nevanhu, vakafarirwa nevanhu. Handisati ndamboona hurumende ichinjira vanhu sezvandakaona panguva yavamunangabva mukubva musi wa 14 November. Nekunge ndakamhanyawo munzira nemurwendo ndichipurudzira vamunangagwa vachipiridzwa muchinzvimbo, handisati ndambofungira zvandakazoona nezvakazoitwa neuto ratakafarira neuto ratakange tichimhanya naro.
Mike, uri kuvanzwa here mukoma marufu?
Aiwa, ndiri kuvanzwa. Ndanchida kubvunzawo mukoma marufu, seeing as though you're one of the lawyers, Varukushanda Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, what exactly are you seeing, Dans? We're hearing so many different stories. Anzi, kumajeruko, kune vanhu vechidiki who have broken arms, limbs, and more, varuwa, nema soja and everything. What exactly is going on, kumajeruko?
I'll do this in English. I'm really surprised. Ever since that I've done human rights law in Zimbabwe for the past 10 years, the nature of the arrest, people arrested from their homes, the young people, the youth also, great men are arrested from their houses to face trials on public violence. Young people being detained in prison with adults, young people being afforded the right to be heard. In terms of the bail, young people being dragged into trial at a young people being facing trials, mass trials, predicted trials, and I've never seen this before. And I'm really grateful as a senior citizen of this country, as a senior of these young people, that we put our young people into these kind of trials.
Now, on what grounds are these arrests being justified? Especially now that the way you're explaining it, it sounds so gruesome. It sounds like it's just a blatant civic rights violation. On what grounds are these being justified within the courts?
In that word, my friend, people are arrested from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
People are arrested from where they stay.
Mm-hmm.
They are accused of having been part of this. The demonstrators, they're accused of being running into their homes. That there are some police officers coming today. We saw them running into this house.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the people's house where they were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
In Marondera, my friend, I've got people who have recently been acquitted, arrested for being part of the demonstrators. I've got prostitutes or sex workers having been rounded up and being taken to be witnesses to say, who did you see? And they have got approaches, naming all sorts of people after being arrested, after being assaulted, they name their enemies, and so forth. And these people are going to court.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
Now, for those that were arrested for being part of Vanwangachira Tidzira Migwagwa, we're hearing government saying, you know what, the force that was presented was a necessity. It had to happen because, you know, these protests went just out of hand. People were looting, people were burning things, people were hurting each other, police stations were being burnt down, cars were being burnt and more. Were they rightfully arrested? Is government right in reacting in that manner?
To be honest with you, I condemn violence in whatever form that is manifest.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want violence in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience with all these things, violence, demonstrators in Zimbabwe has never been violent.
Mm-hmm.
It is the police officers who are trying to face this with said violence.
Mm-hmm.
They see that they didn't have enough manpower. They start throwing tear gas on peaceful demonstrators.
Mm-hmm.
They start to beat peaceful demonstrators.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you see then the demonstrations becoming violent, or demonstrations becoming the manner that you see them. It's not that the people will not be provoked. People are marching peacefully. And police officers start to throw tear gas, start to beat people who are marching peacefully. This is how then people become violent. But in the case of these demonstrations, I've also noticed one trend, that the people were also implanted to cause the chaos that we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you look at Kuwajana, we have the whole and the entire ZANPF character, ZANPF youth, being arrested for touching a bus, being arrested for destroying people's property. So you see with the chain of events that there are actual people were planning to then cause violence. And that's when we see the violence coming on. But I personally will not ever condone violence,
mm-hmm.
not ever
and then we might have to let you go. I was reading an article that was done by Zenzele Ndebele out there in Bulawayo, and one of the things he was saying is there was a lady who was 68 years old who was arrested for possession of a television stand, which they said was stolen. How are police going about proving that this property is stolen property?
I'm sorry, but I've not heard of that case. But in a court of law,
mm-hmm.
we would definitely want to know where it was stolen, who is the complainant,
mm-hmm.
and how the prisoner was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So what just tolerate and receive and accept the situation here, somebody says that this property was stolen when there is no owner of the property claiming it,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So there must be a person who claims that the property was stolen. There is a complaint at the police station. What he says this property was stolen matches that property which was recovered. Then, but I think then it become an issue.
All right. Well, Mkomong Marufu, thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongo chedu chevechidiki.
Thank you very much for the helpful to the program.
Thank you. We look forward to having you soon on the program again.
Thank you very much, Alex.
So, Evans, Zulukandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uMarufu Mandewere. Yena, he's a part of Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Evans, Hans Timteri Parunari. Mlaleli, kola, Mteri, Mapinda Mchirongwa. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, magadi yenyu, baba.
Tripo, magadi yenyu.
Aiwa, tripo. Pfe, Mapinda Mchirongwa.
Iwe. Na kuna ungo tipe, pfe, pese, pese. Ucharo wa nilanu.
Zita diani, baba.
Indini Windows mnengi.
Ani?
Windows.
Windows, mkoma Windows, Mapinda Mchirongwa, chumbota uraika na puru wangu Mandevu yu Evans.
Yeah,
ninaota ura kinevere nechi shona, nechi tonga.
Oh, majisa kulumisa, wotisikale kulumisa nige mnumza na Windows. Au, uwa unga kulumanga, lapu ngeno kutle luk taingi ya kulumisa ndevele.
Alright, ni ya kulumisa ndevele.
Maskulu mege mputomi Windows. E mnumzana
nginapa ebinga
bunjani ebinga
ebinga go right
so mnumzana siyezwa phela ukuthi amabutho ayahamba ebeshaya abantu bebhaxabula abantu bayakhalala kulabanye abasakhulayo sebeqala ukubaleka sebephile emazweni atshiyeneyo kwele South Africa kwele Namibia kwele Botswana bese impilo yami hayi it's in a risk wena uthini ngalokho kwenzekalayo eZimbabwe.
Ya nikubona kungakukuhle izinto lezi zenzo ezenzakala lapha eZimbabwe.
Kungani usisho kanjalo?
Ya ngoba ngibona isilwane manxa isilwane sesizala umntwana oyindoda. Siyahla umntwana but umntwana ohlakaniphileyo uyabaleka duzane la isilwane lesi sidla abantwana. So amabutho manxa ehamba ichaya abantu ezindlini emgwaqweni akulunganga but mina ngokubona kwami angikholi ukuthi ngamabutho butho sibili kumbe ngabantu abathunywayo benikwa izigqoko zamabutho.
So uyamkholwa na uhulumende? Uhulumende ushilo wathi these are rogue elements, kuthiwa hayi these are not abantu abangamabutho. Kuthiwa angithi a couple of weeks ago bashilo bathi hayi emakamba achiyeneyo there were military armor and military attire was stolen. Uyamkholwa uhulumende na nxa esikhuluma kanjalo?
Uyabona budwami umuntu engakwanisa ukukhuluma ukuthi kasenzeni so kusasa iphinde sithi kafime engithuma abantu labo. So mina esayidini lami angikholi ukuthi laba abantu bengazihambela ukuphela zengathunywanga but ngoku-understanda kwami amabutho ayathunywa akulabutho elingahamba kwenye indawo lingathunywanga. So ibutho liyathunywa so abantu laba bathunywa. Angikholi ukuthi mina uhulumende lokho kakwazi bayakwazi sibili.
Manje ngombono wakho kuyini okumele kwenzeke ngenxa yokuthi bakhona phela abasakhulayo they now running kwele South Africa kwele Namibia kwele Botswana besithi hayi ngeke ngiphenduke until izinto sengathi my life is not at risk eZimbabwe.
Ya mina ngokubona kwami uhulumende yena yachasisela abantu bonke ukuthi lokhu akume but ukuba kwangukhona kakusozi kume ngoba bayathunywa bona abantu bangukhona. So akusozi kume vele abantu bazabe sizabaleka sonke lapha eZimbabwe.
How? Lawo asafuna ukuphila khona?
Kati ngaphila njani mina ngichayo ngapha ngiyachayo. Khonapho ngiyalamba ngapha umuntu uyanchaya futhi ngingaphila njani?
Hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana.
So ngizempile kahle.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa ukuthi ukhulumisane lo Evans ngesishona mnumzana. Evans uri kunziwa zwirutshwara na mkomo wedu Windows.
Zirugu diko mkoma Winters.
Ah, ndiripo mkoma wangu, ndirikuno kubinga.
Zvaka mira seiko kubinga. Masoja ari kusvika here ikoko?
Ah, masoja ariko, akagara zvavo vakatandara kuno kubinga. Nokuti hakuna musinduka kuno.
Saka kwakanyarara, hakuna batai yatiri kuona iri kuitika kumaguta makuri.
Ah, kuno kwakanyarara kwakanaka.
Ah, at least it has gone.
Kumwe. Tiri kukira ikoko kuna vana bruwayo nekuarare ikoko kwa tiri kunzwa kuti vamwe vari kurohwa vamwe vari kuitwa sese.
Makanga mava munhu ati ibvei zera here mazuva egukura hundi.
Mazuva egukura hundi pamwe ndaivawo ipapapo kuma 16 17 years.
Saka zvamakaona mumakore gukura hundi nezviri kutaurwa kunzi zviri kuitika iko zvino izvi zvakafanana here?
Gukura hundi mwana wamai yakakurisa stereki kufura ava vavari kufa izvozvo ava isixi vanhu but vakazosvagira vanhu kuti vambosvagwa svagwa kuti vakafa sei but ma 20,000 yegukura hundi havana kusvagirwa vanhu.
Aiwa, ndapanzwa hapo. Kungoedza kuti tinzwisise kuti zviri kuitika ne zvakamboitika zviri kudzokororeka here tione kuti nyika yacho iri kumboenda kupi. Makazvitarisawo zvenyu, muri kuona kunge Zimbabwe yananga kupi?
Zimbabwe iko zvino kwayananga ka. Ndingati tiri pamukwizo, saka isusu takarangarira pasi kuti tiri kuenda mugomba here, but isu inini pachangu ndingati tiri kuenda mugomba. Hatisi kurarama zvakanaka.
Aha, ndopedzisira hangu nekubvunzawo kuti zvamunofunga kuti ndo zvingaitwe kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe munyika ndezvipi?
Kuti zvinhu zvacho zvigadzirisirwe ndezvokuti ivavo parebari pamusorosoro festi ngavagadzirisane zvavo zvavo ipapapo. Vakangogadzirisana zvavo zvavo zvinhu zvese zvichapera, but kana vasina kungogadzirisana zvavo zvavo vanongotaura chete nemuromo kuti tichagadzirisa ichi havasi kugadzira, tichaita ichi havasi kuita. Saka manje tungoona kuti apa kara vachitaura izvozvi tingati mukuru here anonyepa. Tingataura izvozvo nokuti mukuru anonyepa because vanofanira kuti ikoko vakuru vacho vari pamusorosoro vanogadzirisa zvinhu zvavo, asi inini pakuona kwangu chaivo chaivo handisi kuona kuti maopposition party here, but ndinoti ndiyo yo ruling party. Ivavo mukati mavo pane something wrong isiri kuitika zvakanaka, so ivavo ngavagadzirisane pachavo kuitira kuti zvinhu zvezimbabwe zviite zvakanaka.
Aiwa, mukoma Winters, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa.
Ndatendawo neni nhasi ndatopinda muchirongwa, musandikangamwe nemangwana hamozondibata.
Musatye
baba Winters, hatichambokanganwa zita renyu, rinonakidza izvi.
Winters.
Yeah.
Yes. Winter.
Winters. Okay.
All right, mukoma Winters, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongo.
Shabu baba, siyabonga kakhulu.
Zulu kandaba leya muzwa umnumzana uWinters ungenile kuhlelo uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lokho kwenziwayo nguhulumende, kuthi uhulumende kumele chie loko akwenzayo, kumele adinge indlela yokulungisa lokho kwenzekwayo. Uphinde wathi hayi ubona ngani uyavumelana ngombono kahulumeni ukuthi lokho kwenziwayo is a by rogue elements, kutsho hayi it's not the military, ngoba ngeke kwenzeke lokho under the military. Kodwa zulukandaba singakahambi, before we go to our next guest, we have a video one that will show you one of the gentlemen who was allegedly hurt by the military of Zimbabwe. Njalo, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commissioner Sheila Matindike, as she comments on everything that was going on, the gentleman who was allegedly hurt by the army, his name is Farai Mapasi. Let's take a look.
Baka vandi bvunza kuti pakanzira ndepapi, saka inini handanzika pazingira mutani ndakati handipazivi pakanzira ipapo. Vabva vatanga kutondirova nesimbi nemiti obva ndichikora muko muko kachikoka 2 kumbori kaita crack ya obva vangosiya pavakatongo pavakangopedza ndiro vatosiya vatopina mota dzavo vaenda mberi
saka kazouya kuchipatara zvadu
zvadaro ndakabva ndazotsvaga kuti pamwe muarea ndoko vakazoti munhu ngaenda kuchipatara ndoida kuedza kuenda kuchipatara kwacho kwakusikutombofambika mota dzaiyo kuti dziwanike dzinoendewo kuchipatara dzakashayikwa ndakavakuti fumo wacho ndoko ndakazoona mota ndakakwanisa kuzi haya kuya kuchipatara pabmc ndoko ndazokwanisa kubatsirwa pabmc ipapo
At least 8 deaths have been reported to the commission and mostly attributed to use of live ammunition. Whilst the police officers in charge were not forthcoming with their side of the story, the verified facts raise a lot of questions around the crowd control capacity of the law enforcement agents. They seem to resort to use of brute, excessive, and disproportionate force in most circumstances, thereby causing avoidable loss of life and also worsening the situation. The Commission remains concerned about the continued use of the military in maintaining law and order in the country. After the events of 1 August 2018, it was to be expected that the country would have learned something and would in future do things differently.
Uyangari Farai Mapasi is one of the gentlemen who was allegedly beaten up in Mauto. And then you heard the commissioner.
Inda Uruguta allegedly.
You know, in English, there's a term that they say innocent until proven guilty.
Okay.
Saga.
Hauna kutaura naye rewe Farai.
Murugona uka video. Yakaitwa ne AP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Iyaruguti. Askuti akarowa.
Iyaruguti akarowa.
Alright.
But even then, Mukoma, she knows innocent. Don't go now. In any one, don't go now. Mukama, I'm going to do Evans.
I'm going to do Evans. I'm going to do Evans. I'm going
to do Evans. I'm going to do Evans. He's a victim of alleged victim of a civil violence njalo uShila Matindike of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Kodwa coming in as our next guest, we have Ipitule Maphosa. Early on ngilitshelile ngathi we're looking to speak to some of these youths who say thina sesibaleka ngenxa ukuthi eZimbabwe izinto azimanga kuhle. Ipitule Maphosa is one of them. So Maphosa, unjani putami, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi ngiyazama bafo kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila siyaphila. So kunjani lapho khona?
Kusegangeni umuntu ocatshileyo so angeke ngithi ku right. Kodwa kungcono kulalapho embaleke khona lapho enzuke khona ekhaya. Kungcono kakhulu kule ihlupho lolo esilubalekela ekhaya.
So awungitshele ke Maphosa ekhaya sike sakhuluma wena wangitshela ukuthi hayi you fled eZimbabwe ngenxa ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle. What exactly led to you feeling like it's time ukuthi mina I vacate this place ngenxa ukuthi there's something that's about to pop off, I have to leave?
Isusa sendaba indaba ye stairway eyagcina isiba ngama violent protests. Mayingaphambani siqale semhlaka 11 January. Kodwa mina bengivele ngingekho ekhaya, ngingumuntu ophuma emhla ka 6 January. Ngivakatsha eSouth Africa. Ngithe ngikhona eSouth Africa ngayathola umbiko abantwana sebengifonela ngekhaya. Bethi hayi kubuya abantu lapha. Wednesday mhla ka 16, I think 16 or 17 thereabout. January bethi babuyile ebusuku amasosha it was 8 of them. Bonke bethwele isikali njalo babuya ebusuku around after 10-11 PM khonapho bengabantu abadinga mina kunjalo unkosikazi wabatshela ukuthi hayi umuntu elimdingayo akekho wahambe eSouth Africa mhlaka 6. It was corroborated.
Mm-hmm.
My children, 3 years. bachina bebuza laye ubaba wakho bachina ebathene khuluma tawe ngapi use South Africa bahamba ke. That was Wednesday. Bavuka bemfonela nge Thursday. On Thursday njalo kutaba penduka kwaya buya 11 of them ebusuku njalo around the same time. Kodwa kukhanya sebetshintshile sokungasiki bola abana ababone nge-Wednesday bedinga mina njalo. So uma bebuza ukuthi limdingelani umuntu lo ngoba ube ngekho kuma-protest abonakalanga kuma-protest lawana, but hayi sidinga labantu abaplanayo ama-protest lawa. So thina sile information ukuthi wangena imhlangano yokuplana ama-protest lawa,
but bona bathi bayithathe nga i-information leyo.
Hayi, abasatshongi ukuthi bayithethe kubani, badiba le information nje etshengisa ukuthi kanye ngangena ama-meetings angkhona okuplana i-stairway. So but hayi, sizamtshela ke ukuthi liyamdinga, maybe uzanjani, uzabuya elibona engaphenduki, uyabuya nje next week khonapho. So ama-days ami lawa abe esephelile lapho e-South Africa. And I took to go back home. Ngabuye namhla ka 20 January. Ngafika very early in the morning. Kodwa nithe ngifikile anzange nisaphuma, ngifike ngaphumula ngalala ntambama around 9 seza sokule noke elokuzeni egedini. So amphumanga mina, waphuma umna wami, nguye waphumayo. So uma elunguza igedi lankona ngivele ilokuza, so kumele uqale ulunguza uze ubona umuntu ophansi. Uma elunguza ukuthi hayi kulamasoja, ambona ukuthi ngamasoja yini kumbe ngamapolisa, but kulabantu abangu-8 phandle bathwele imbhobho konke. So wayaphenduka, uphenduke ngumuntu othi wodinga ethatha ama-key, isikhiye ngivule ilokhu zigedi ipho lapha nje lakhona. No, sebekhona abantu labantu. So nanisho ukuthi hayi ima kancane, about 2-3 minutes ngiphume wena ube siyavula. So mina ngabe ngiphuma ngiseqela komakhelwane behind the head, ngadlula nje kumakhelwane ukuthi hayi sokukubi lapha senjesemba le ulalele la ukuthi uzahamba njani lapha. Kwakusebusuku kwangama-9 mhlaka-20 ngihle ngaba ngumuntu olale hamba, I had to get to the nearest border kusasemasinya and ngaqonda e-plan 3 kulapho kwakuseduze khona. Ngavuka sengicrosa Excel into Botswana, but I proceeded to Namibia. Okungenza ngibaleke yikuthi i-government le emalangeni ona lawo bakhupha umbiko ukuthi bantshontshele isikhali lama-uniform from amabhara. I think siyakhumbula konke. And asikwazi ukuthi odinga abantu ezindlini, othatha abantu ezindlini kakhulu ebusuku kumbali. Ithina amasosha lamapolisa esiwaziyo authentic, kumbe laba abantshontshe izikhali zikahulumente lama-uniform. So kulapho okusuka khona ishiye yami kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe yilaba izigebenga lezi eziyenelisayo ukuntshontsha isikhali, zenelisa ukuntshontsha ama-combat landlani bengene besukumeza abantu. So ngazibuza ukuthi uma bengangithola ikakhulu ebusuku, what will happen to me? So I had to flee the country. Okwamanje ngise-Namibia ngizama ukuthola i-safety.
So Maphosa, tell me something, masikhulume ngesikhiwa here for 1 second. At what stage and point do you feel like it'll be safe for you to go home?
I beg your pardon?
Ngithi, at what stage and point do you feel like it'll be safe for you to go back home?
I really don't see any safety right now or anytime soon. I don't think Zimbabweans are safe under the current system and what is happening currently. The unfolding events point to high levels of uncertainty and insecurity for all the citizens of Zimbabwe. So I really don't see any point anytime soon where we can say we are safe in Zimbabwe.
Maphosa, hi. Wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane. And then let's go to our next clip. Lapo Umusakulayo Evans, ZANU PF Youth, is going to be telling us today. For those that don't know, ZANU PF had a press conference. The ZANU PF Youth had a press conference whereby they were touching on several different things. So let's go to Yokai Sing Mbanekavi, who's going to tell us more about what exactly were they talking about. She's a ZANU PF Youth League member.
Takaona zvakawanda zvakaitika mazuva achangopfuura. Kune vanhu vane mapato avo madiki, kune vamwewo vane magungano avo ari muno munyika atakabvumidza kuti auye muno munyika sehurumende asi magungano aya ava kushandisa vana vechidiki kuita zvisakafanira zvakafana nanekupaza zvitoro kupisa mabhazi kupisa dzimotokari dzevanhu vanenge vachifamba havo munyika yavo vakasununguka zvinova zvinozoita kuti vagari vemuno munyika yezimbabwe vanzwe kutya vechidiki vanenge vachifamba munharaunda tinozvishora izvozvo sebazi revechidiki vezanu pf tinoti isu zvekare takaona kuti mhirizhonga iyi payakapfuura takaona vamwe vemamwe magungano iwaya vachienda kunzvimbo dzinotongerwa dzimhosva anova ivo vatingati makotsi vachienda ikoko vachinomiririra vamwe vevamwe vakasungwa nedzimhosva idzodzi dzekupisa mabhazi nekupisa dzimotokari vachienda kunovamiririra asika isusu tiri kubvunza mubvunzo uyu sevechidiki kuti justice kana kuti tingati kuenzana kwemikana yevanhu kana kuenzana ukumiririrwa kwevanhu kana pachinge papariwa mhosva inofanira kuenderana kumativi ese tiri kuti isusu ivavo vakapisa
ndiyamuzwa lapa uyeukai deputy minister of sports angiti Evans so ngiyezwa njalo Evans kuthi hanzi thine mteriri so let's quickly take the call and then we'll go back to Maphosa and then we have to wrap up uhlelo khola khola mlaleli in 1 minute unjani ibizo ngubani mteriri muripo here
ipo
zita ndiani baba right vabanhu mapinda muchirongwa 1 minute tudzei maondero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo mugango nasi
inini maonero andokuita mauto haafanhi kuwanika pese pese muskiti mauto anofanira kudzokera kumabharaka kwavo kana paita kana kuti muno mutaita kakurwiswa mauto ndo anofanira kunorwisa ikoko nhasi andiri kumabhuku unongoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zvinova zvichinetsa mauto angozara pese pese rayatiri pese pese zvinova zvichingonetsa unongoona kuti zimbabwe tiri kutongwa zveujanyerero hatisi kufamba pamadiro last week ayo 6 dikachaya unounzwa kuti vanhu chibvai magrowth point endai kudzimba saa munoona kuti isusu hatichafamba zvakasununguka taakutonzi nguva dzakati munofanira kunge makudzimba dzenyu
yatoapartheid ka Evan
nae mukoma wangu ndikubvunzeiwo mubvunzo wani chete muri kuti masoja ngaadzokere kumabharaki asi vari kutungamira nyika havasi mauto here maminista muzere mauto mugovernment muzere mauto zvino vanodzokera kupi varoo vari kutungamira nyika
zvinhu zvacho zvinonetsa manje ndopatakuona kuti hatina kwatinoenda kana tichitungamirwa so
pakaipa
alright mukoma thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa chechevechidiki
maita munyama mapinda nguva yaakupera next time tichakutsvagai nguva ichiripo mugoti taurei taurei zvakanyanya maita basa zvikuru
right isikhathi 158 zulu kandaba lapha ye-washington dc sekusele 2 minutes kuhlelo Maphosa ama give you 1 minute ngicela ukuthi uvalelise uhlelo can you tell zimbabwe ukuthi wena ngombono wakho what exactly must happen ukuze ilizwe liqhubekele phambili
bakithi ilizwe leli selitshabalele abakhulayo bathi sokumele siprese i-default setting sibuyele kuma-manufacture setting lokho kutho ukuthi laba bantu abaphethe umbuso behlulekile since 1980 kusobala i-evidence ikhona alubana nje ngabantu abatiswallow their pride bevume ukwehluleka kwabo for the sake of Zimbabweans, for the sake of ama-Nigeria nations of Zimbabweans. Ngoba ngendlela esihamba ngayo le akusela lizwe laphana if we are not careful zagcina sesilwa sodwa sokuthiwa le civil unrest elizweni and once kuqala lokho amboni ukuthi singayenelisa ukuthi silungise ilizwe so kade singabe nje bayaphuma bemeceleni kufakwe a transitional authority as I end out the city reclaim as our citizens reclaim all the state institutions.
Maphosa isikhathi isikhathi mnumzane
ukhetho olukhululekileyo oluzayenza ukuthi umuntu wonke engabile solo afterwards.
Yebo 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 Putami, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo labasakhulaya ngithi
hayi ngiyabonga lapho.
Stay safe lapho ukhona.
Yeah,
yabo. Zimbabwe omuhle sesifike emaphetheleni. Evans tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chevechi.
Chanasi.
Chanasi. Next week tineke tipo msatize Zimbabwe omuhle. Namhlanje kuhlelo we were talking about the military crackdown in Zimbabwe. You heard from the lawyers, you heard from the commissioners, you heard from the callers, you heard from those that have fled the country. Zimbabwe omuhle, what do you have to say at Big Mike 3? Asanganeni ku Twitter, Instagram. Good night.